Earthquake researchers are looking in what may seem like an unlikely place to figure out how strongly this area shook during great quakes in the past. They're poking around the bottom of lakes in western Washington and Oregon. Correspondent Tom Bonsi reports on how lakes preserve a nifty earthquake record that can shed light on the next really big one.
I should start the story beside a pretty lake, but we're going to skip ahead to a cold storage vault in Corvallis.
Oh, and it is cold in here.
So it's a constant 36 degrees in here.
Oregon State University curator Val Stanley shows me and marine geologist Chris Goldfinger into the repository where the university keeps sediment and rock cores from around the world on rack after rack of long tubes.
So yeah, 22 miles of mud is the number.
We're interested in cores that Goldfinger and his team recently extracted from the bottom of three Northwest lakes, one northwest of Seattle, another southeast of Seattle, and the third in the foothills of Mount Hood east of Portland.
Okay, so
looks like you have chocolate.
Yeah.
You've poured chocolate into a half a tube.
That's pretty much...
Goldfinger leads one of four separate teams of geologists that are all poking around different Northwest lakes for evidence of ancient earthquakes or tsunamis. One way this evidence is recorded is in thin, almost invisible stripes in the mud.
If you shake the whole lake basin, a lot of sediment along the shoreline will fail and just run to the bottom of the basin and leave what's called a turbidite, which is just a submarine landslide deposit. Mm-hmm. But it can also fail just by having the top very fluff sediment, a few centimeters of sediment fail, but leave still a deposit that you can find.
The events that leave a stripe can be carbon dated. When the same date shows up in lake after lake over a wide area, he infers the cause was most likely a major earthquake or volcanic eruption. Goldfinger then estimates how much shaking it took to unleash underwater landslides. What his team found is the strength of shaking diminished considerably with distance from the offshore Cascadia Fault. This could be reassuring for people in the I-5 corridor worried about the next big one.
It's going to shake very gently, and people will be standing there talking about it, going, should we do something? Is this a big earthquake, or is it just a little one?
But Goldfinger isn't about to give the inland cities of the Northwest a pass on earthquake preparation.
The thing about the big one, though, is it'll go on for minutes and minutes and minutes, which are an eternity when you're in it. And for the fragile infrastructure that we have, the unreinforced masonry buildings, the pipelines built in the 30s, all these sorts of things, really can't handle even light shaking for less than a minute, let alone for 4 or 5 minutes of it.
As for the other research teams, one is from the U.S. Geological Survey. It's looking at the Pacific coast at Floris Lake, Oregon, and Lake Ozette, Washington, for evidence of tsunamis triggered by quakes, like a telltale layer of beach sand in the mud cores. A different team, led by a University of Oregon geologist, is scouring lakes in the Oregon Coast Range. The premise here is that great earthquakes should trigger landslides. Landslides could block streams and drown forests. Close examination of the tree rings in those so-called ghost forests can tell you exactly when the trees died. Then you've got a chronology for ancient catastrophes that you can project forward. Yet another set of researchers is targeting underwater ghost forests in the Puget Sound region. USGS geologist Brian Sherrod is one of them.
The other thing with these lakes that they can help us figure out is how often the ground shakes from these smaller earthquakes, but still quite large and quite damaging from upper plate forces like the Seattle Fault and the Tacoma Fault and the Olympia Fault and the Southern Whidbey Island Fault.
Sherrod says previous studies have established pretty well that the offshore Cascadia Fault Zone generates a magnitude 9 big one about every 500 years on average. He says the lake evidence may show damaging crustal earthquakes happen locally much more often than Cascadia megaquakes. I'm Tom Bonsi in Corvallis.